The president is waging a campaign to win over organized labor. On Tuesday, he made back-to-back appearances in two states where unions have traditionally been strong, Ohio and Pennsylvania. He went before leaders of America's largest labor federation, the AFL-CIO, at their national convention in Pittsburgh, the Pennsylvania city that will host the G20 Economic Summit next week. He said he wants to work with organized labor to heal the ailing economy.
Whether we're in good economic times or bad economic times, labor's not the problem. Labor's part of the solution.
The AFL-CIO is one of the biggest boosters of the president's plan to reform the health care system in the United States. And in his speech, Mr. Obama sought to further energize the labor movement.
When are we going to say enough is enough? How many more workers have to lose their coverage? How many more families have to go into the red for a sick loved one? How much longer are we going to have to wait? It can't wait.
Earlier in the day, the president visited a sprawling General Motors plant in northeastern Ohio, an area that has been hard hit by the economic recession. Until recently, it was the scene of massive layoffs, but now the plant is starting to come back to life as a major manufacturer of small, energy-efficient cars. The president told workers at the plant that they have reason to be proud.
You're doing your part to move us forward and make sure that the high-quality, well-engineered, safe, and fuel-efficient cars of the future will be built where they've always been built, right here in Ohio, right across the Midwest, right here in the United States of America.
But President Obama acknowledged anxieties remain among those who depend on the American auto industry for their livelihood. Marisol Gonzalez was one of several workers who discussed their concerns in private with the president.
I was laid off for 5 months. I just came back to work 3 weeks ago.
Unemployment in the communities around the plant is 15.6%, much higher than the current national average of 9.7%. At the Lordstown plant, about 150 workers were recently recalled, and 1,000 more are expected to be back on the job soon. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.